Ezekiel chapter 3. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you see. Eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, cause your belly to eat, and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. Then I ate it. And it was in my mouth as honey because of its sweetness. And he said to me, Son of man, go, get yourself to the house of Israel, and speak my words to them. Because you are not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a difficult language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a difficult language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. Because all the house of Israel are hard-headed and hard-hearted. Indeed, I have made your face steadfast against their faces, and your forehead firm against their foreheads. As a gemstone harder than flint I have made your forehead. Do not fear them, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Furthermore he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I will speak to you receive in your heart, and hear with your ears. And go, get yourself to those of the captivity, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Whether they will listen, or whether they will not listen. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a great rushing sound, saying, Blessed is the glory of the Lord Jehovah, from his place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a noise of a great rushing sound. So the Spirit lifted me up, and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord Jehovah was strong upon me. Then I came to those of the captivity at Telephon Abib, who lived by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die. And you do not give him warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man will die in his sin. But his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he will die in his sin. But you have delivered your soul. Again. When a righteous man turns from his righteousness, and commits sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he will die. Because you have not given him warning, he will die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done will not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the righteous man, that the righteous not sin, and he does not sin, he will surely live, because he is warned. Also you have delivered your soul. And the hand of the Lord Jehovah was upon me there, and he said to me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will talk with you there. Then I arose, and went forth into the plain. And, indeed, the glory of the Lord Jehovah stood there, as the glory which I had seen by the river of Chebar. And I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spoke with me, and said to me, Go, shut yourself inside your house. But you, O son of man, indeed, they will put bands upon you, and will bind you with them, and you will not go out among them. And I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, so that you will be dumb, and will not be one who reproves them. Because they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. He who will hear, let him hear. And he who will not hear, let him not hear. Because they are a rebellious household.